Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. We are now in the second Mishnah in the second parak of Masechet Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. This is the sugya of Zman B'Gittin, which is really the beginning of the larger scope of Hechsher HaGet, of the way that a get is properly written. And just to note that in many of the yeshivot, this is where the study of Masechet Gittin begins. So if the yeshiva is studying Gittin, the intense shiurim, the iyun research shiurim, often begin at this Mishnah. Because everything till now deals with a side takana, b'fanenechtam, and although it introduces several essential issues of get, notably the issue of lishma, nonetheless most of it is quite tangential and peripheral to the get. From here until really the end of the third parak is essential gittin material about the proper way that a get is prepared, proper material, etc. So we'll see. Nichta b'yom v'nechtam b'yom. If a get was written during the day and it was signed that same day, v'alayla v'nechtam b'alayla. If it was written at night and signed at night, v'alayla v'nechtam b'yom. Now, by the way, in the Mishnah itself, we're not talking about the issue of zman per se, but it begs from the cases brought in the Mishnah. V'alayla v'nechtam b'yom kasher. But if it's written at night and signed the next day, it's still kasher because it's still the same day. By yom nechtam b'layla, but if it's written during the day and signed the next night, then pasul. Why is it pasul? Because the get says Monday. In the meantime, it was signed Monday night, which is really Tuesday. And the get only takes effect when it's signed, which means the get is only in effect from Tuesday, but it says Monday, which means we're concerned that the get's date be accurate as to when the get took effect. We'll see why. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says such a get is valid. Shayar Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Gitin Shnichtavu B'Yom Nechtavu B'Layla Psulin Chutz Megitan Hashem. Because Rabbi Shimon would say any shtar that is written during the day and signed the night afterwards is invalid except Gitan Hashem, and we will see why. Now the Gemara immediately addresses the fundamental issue of this sugya, which is Man Begitin. Itmar Mnema Tiknus Man Begitin. Why did the rabbis establish a desideratum? As we'll see, that's all it is. That there be zman in the get. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Batachoto, literally because of his niece. So to explain, as we see both in Tanakh and we see in many statements of Chazal, it was considered to be a laudatory thing for a man to marry his niece when the family either became impoverished or she became orphaned. And a notable example that is Avraham marrying Sarah, who is Yiska. And the concern here is, Batachoto is an example, if you're married to somebody with whom you have other familial relationships and you have other reasons to be concerned for her welfare, and let's say she has an affair, so you're concerned about her welfare, you don't want her to get killed, so you'll give her a get and put no zman in it, and you'll both claim that the get was given a week ago, and therefore when she had the affair, she was single. And we want to prevent that from happening. Rish Lakish or Mamishum Perot. Rish Lakish has a whole different reason, which is not a husband being sympathetic to his wife, but antipathetic, where the husband, as you recall, has Perot, the produce of her Nichse Malog comes to the husband as long as they're married. So the concern here is that the husband will write a get, and the get takes effect, let's say today, but won't give it to her until later, and then he'll keep eating the perot all the way until that time. Good. So Rish Lakish says that's why we have to have zman in the get. No, from that date on, he can't have perot anymore. Any perot he eats from that point on, she can now come back and claim, here I have a get that says I was divorced 2 weeks ago, and he only gave it to me today, so any perot that he sold, or that he used in the last 2 weeks, I can collect back. Now, Rish Lakish, my tam alma markam, Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't Rish Lakish like the bat achoto scenario? Hamalacha znut lo shchicha. He says znut is, adultery is not a common thing. Now, there's two ways to read that. One is to say that adultery in general is not common, and the Rabbanon would not have made a takon of zman begitin for an uncommon thing. The other way is to say that znut in such a scenario where they've already got familial ties, and immediately afterwards his first reaction is to write a get, that's a very rare occurrence, and therefore they didn't make the takona for that. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Rish Lakish is the reason of perot? Because he holds that the husband gets to eat perot until he gives the get. So if he has perot not from until the moment that the get is in effect, from when it's signed, but rather until he hands it to her, then it doesn't matter what date it says on there. The minute he gives her the get, that's it. Now, remember, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon validated a get that was written during the day and signed the next night against Chachamim. Now, I understand according to Reish Lakish why Reb Shimon and Chachamim disagree, and we'll see in a moment what the basis of the disagreement is. Rabbi Yochanan, my time and Rabbi Shimon and Machshir, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the issue is about cover-up, shall we say, why would Shimon disagree? So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan could answer as follows. Alibi Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. I'm not explaining the reason of the Takana based on Rabbi Shimon. I'm explaining what the Rabbanan's thinking is. Why do the Rabbanan say that if it's written during the day and signed the next night, it's invalid? Because as far as they're concerned, the concern about Zman is very tight and very real about the issue of Shamei Chapel, Bat Achoto. So now Rabbi Yochanan comes out much sweeter because we now understand the machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the issue is Perot, and Chachamim say the issue is Bat Achoto. So, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Ikab and Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan, or Shlokish, my Ikab and Shimon the Rabbanan. But according to Shlokish, he says the whole thing is about Perot. Why does Rabbi Shimon disagree and say that such a get is valid? The answer, first of all, what's the difference between them? Perot, Mishak Tiva, Vashat Chatima, Ikab and Ayu. The answer is Perot, from the moment that the get was written till the moment the get was signed. Because Rabbi Shimon maintains that the minute that a husband decides to divorce his wife, he loses Perot. So certainly, if you write the get during the day, and that's the date on it, you've lost Perot already. It doesn't matter that it was signed and taken and takes effect the next night or a week later. That doesn't matter. According to Chachamim, you lose Perot only when the get becomes effective, even according to Shlokish, and therefore, if the date is today and it's signed tonight, then any perot in the middle period really belong to the husband, but based on the date, she'll collect them. All right. Parenthetically, we have a report that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan had the opposite approaches as the one we just represented. At what point do we take perot away from the husband? Rabbi Yochanan Mar Mishak Tiva, the minute you write the get. Reish Lakish Mar Mishak Netina, from the minute that he hands over the get, which is the opposite of what we've just seen. And the answer very quickly is Epoch, and nobody challenges this. That last report is backwards. You have to flip it. Rabbi Yochanan says Netina. Reish Lakish says Ketiva, which means Chatima. Now, Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef. Now, Abaye asks Rav Yosef several questions about the efficacy of this Takana. If you recall, and I mentioned this, we've seen it several times, is we have the Mishnah in Perek Tet, Mishnah Dalid, that lists the Gimel Gitin Psulin. There's three kinds of invalid Gitin, which, if she marries and has children, based on that get, then the children are not stigmatized, and she doesn't need to, to divorce the current husband. And one of them, if you recall, is Ein Bo Zman, if there's no Zman there. Right, so his question is, Vimnisera Vlad Kasher Mahu Ilu Chachamim Takanatana. By his sister Rav Yosef, what was the point of having this this Takanav Zman if in the end, if she marries without it, the kids are still okay? The answer is Ahanu Lachatchila Lo Tinasei. The value is that she Lachatchila cannot marry. All right, now, guys of the Zman Didevi, Yave Nialamai. So now, he asks a question. I asked Rabbi Yosef a question. What happens if you cut out the Zman from the Shtar and hand it to her without the Zman, which means it was written with the Zman, so it was written properly, but the Zman is not there? Then what's the story? Do we assume, something happened, it got erased, it got cut out, or was he deliberately trying to do some sort of a cover-up or some sort of a scam? We don't have to be concerned about somebody who's so nakedly transparent about his attempt to be devious. It was probably just a mistake. So his third question is, what if the Zman is on the get, but the Zman is a little bit more vague, like what week it is, or what month, or what year, or even what Shemitah it is? So Amar Le Kasher, Rav Yosef said that's kasher too. So Abai asked the same question. So what's the point of the Takana if you can write it happened in this decade or in the Shemitah? Rav Yosef answers because it blocks out the Shemitah beforehand and the Shemitah afterwards. He can't collect payroll from the Shemitah afterwards, and he can't cover her up for anything she might have done the Shemitah beforehand, which is, of course, not very helpful. But Rav Yosef argues as follows. Even if you have the day, which is the tightest we're going to have, except in Yerushalayim, where they write Shaot, where they write hours, even if you have the day, that still doesn't tell you if the get was in the morning or the afternoon. So she could have an affair early in the morning. He could write a get that day and claim that she got the get the night before or earlier in the morning. And you still don't know, because all it says is the day. Ella liyoma de kamei liyoma de batrei. The only effect that having the day on the get has the ability to block out the day before and the day afterwards. Hachanami hanu de shavuot de kamei shavuot de batrei. Same thing with shmita. That's all it does. Now Amar le Ravina le Rava. So he asked the following question: Katve veotve bechiste. Let's say that the fellow wasn't getting along with his wife, so he wrote a get. He put it in his pocket, has proper zman, and he held on to it to see how they're going to get along. If they can get along, fine, he won't give it to her. If not, he'll give it to her. And he gives it to her a month later. My. Amar le lo maktim inish puranuta lanafshe. He says, people don't generally do such things. Now, what he means to say by that is, such an occurrence is so odd and so infrequent and so unlikely that we're not going to make any rules that cover it. And therefore, if he wrote such a get and then hands it to her a month later, it's still a valid get. Amar le ravina le ravashi. Gitin habaim dinatayam. If you have a get that comes from Dinat Hayam, the date is 6 months ago. By the time the guy gets here, by boat and by camel, or however he gets here, it's months later. So what do you gain with the Takon of Zman, with anything traveling? Such gittin are famous, they're publicized. So therefore, if the wife is going to come and claim that the get is really... or the husband's going to claim that the get really only came later, and that really I should have perot into that time, so he has to prove it. If she wants to claim, oh, the affair I had was really during the time after the get was written, or whatever, so she'll have to prove it. In other words, everybody knows that this get, the time on it is not valid. So you have to write the get, the time, because it has to be a proper get. But we also know not to rely fully on the time, and anybody making a claim will have to bring independent proof about when their action took place. Itmar, me'ematai monin leget. Now remember this halacha, we saw this in Yivamot, saw in Ksubot a little bit, and which is the issue of hamtana, that when you get divorced, no matter what the circumstances, even if the husband was gone for a year, whatever it is, once you get divorced, you have to wait 3 months, or when a husband dies, you have to wait 3 months before you can marry, as a point of havchana to make sure we know who the father is in case she becomes pregnant immediately. So the question is, at what point in the process of a get do you start counting? When it's written, when it's handed over. Rav Amar Mishak Netina. Rav says only once it's handed over do we start counting. 3 months. Shmuel Amar Mishak Tiva. Shmuel says no, the minute it's written. Which means if it's written and then sent abroad, and by the time she gets it, it's a 3-month-old get, she can marry right away. And we'll see that right here. Matkar of Natan Bar Shai L'Shmuel. So he challenges Shmuel. Now the scenario he's talking about is as follows. A man goes overseas. And so he writes a get for one wife before he goes, and just before he leaves, he realizes this is a dangerous journey. He writes his get for another wife. So one of them has a month-old get, and one of them has a fresh get. He's gone, right? And so they're both divorced. And so one of them can marry in 2 months, the other can marry in 3 months, based on what Shmuel said, because we go from the time of Ketivah. People seeing this don't know. People see a guy went off on a journey. One of his wives is marrying 2 months later, the other's marrying 3 months later, and it's very strange. That's the way Rashi says, Yitmuhu. People are going to be kind of surprised by this. So, Amar Le Abai says, not a problem. Zuzman Gita Muchiach Aleha. Zuzman Gita Muchiach Aleha. Each one, the Zman on the get, proves when the divorce happened. Now, Tanya Kavateta Rav. Tanya Kavateta Shmuel. We have a brighta supporting each position that you count from the time of Ketivah, like Shmuel, or from the time of Netina, like Rav. If a fellow sends a get, and the guy takes 3 months to get there, the minute she gets the get, she still has to wait 3 more months. Well, the get yashan ein choshin, we're not concerned that this get is a get yashan, which we'll deal with in a later prakim, a get which has become invalidated because subsequently the husband and she had relations, because the husband wasn't with her, the husband was there and she was here. Now, Tanya Kavateta Shmuel, Hamashlish get lishto, if a man sends a get to his wife, and Marlo alti nehu la elacha gimel chadashim, and he tells the shaliach, don't give it to her for another 3 months. Mishinatano la muter l'insay miyad. She can marry immediately. Well, get yashan nechoshim nisharlin tacherima. Same consideration, it's not a get yashan, even though there's a gap between the date on it and when she got it. Okay, so now what do we do lahalacha? Rav or Shmuel? Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Mishak Tiva. They did it Mishak Tiva, like Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua, Avdi Mishak Netina. They did like Rav. Vilchata Mishak Tiva. We hold like Shmuel that it's from the date on the get. Itmar Me'ematak Tuva Mishameta. So it's a parallel discussion about Shemitah. Remember, Shemitah cancels loans. Now, clearly, a ketubah is not canceled by Shemitah, because then it would never be appointed to a ketubah. But once a ketubah is turned into a direct debt, then Shemitah should cancel it. So at what point in the process does that happen? Rav Amar Mishitif Gom B'Tizkof. Rav says, from the minute that she collects some of the ketubah, Lifgom, and then turns the rest of it into a loan. Only both of those things. Shmuel Amar Pagmaf Pishalog Zakfa, Zakfal Pishalog Pagma. Shmuel says either one of them. If she's pogem the ketubah by taking a little bit, and remember with the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Ketubot, pogem ketubata cannot collect the rest without a shvua, or if she just says that an entire ketubah I'm now going to turn into a loan, then immediately it becomes liable for Shemitah. Now, Tanya Kavateh Rav, Tanya Kavateh Shmuel. Again, we have a bright to supporting each position. Tanya Kavateh Rav, Meimata Ketubah Mishametet, Mishtifkom Tizkof. A clear bright that says exactly what Rav said. The minute she collects some and turns the rest into a loan. Pagma v'lo zakfa, zakfa v'lo pagma, ina mishametet shtifkom tizkof. And as if to underscore it, it says if she does either one, it's not enough until she does both. Tanya Kavateh Shmuel, we have a bright to supporting Shmuel. Ones, meaning the payment for ones, uknas for motzi shemra, upitui, the payment for pitui, uktubat ishashes kafan b'milve, if you turned any of these knasot into a loan, and so the woman says, you owe me 50 shekel for ones. So we're going to turn it into a loan. Meshamtin, immediately it's liable for Shemitah to be cancelled. Himlaven meshamtin. So you see, all you have to do is turn it into a loan, you don't have to collect part. Now, when does that happen? When does it become a milve? The minute that you come to court and you're held liable for that payment, it now becomes a milve. So he has to pay it, or if Shemitah comes along, it'll cancel it. Now, Amar Shmuel points out, Ketubah kemaase beitin dami, and it seems to follow from what he just said. Ketubah itself, not the collection, but the Ketubah itself is a maase beitin, just as we know that it's nai beitin, as we saw throughout the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Ketubot. So, ma maaseh beitin nechtavim bayom nechtavim balayla, just like any other court document can be written during the day and signed the night afterwards, af ketubah nechtavim bayom nechtavim balayla. Same thing with the ketubah. It can be written during the day and signed the night afterwards, and it's valid. Now, ketubatei de Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, ichtu biyom ichtub balayla. Here we have Rav's son, Shmuel made that statement, Rav's son had that exact thing happen. They wrote the ketubah during the day, but they didn't get around to signing it till nighttime. Rav was standing there, he didn't say anything. So it sounds like Rav agrees with Shmuel about this, which is okay, we haven't seen that he doesn't. So Lemek Shmuel Sfirale? So Asukin Motoin Yan Havu, we said no, the circumstance here was that they didn't write it and then walk away and do something else and have a lachaim and then come back and sign it. They were talking about the ketubah the whole time, it got dark and then they signed it. Right? The Tanya, Marav Elazar, Rav Tzadok, Loshanu Elok Shein Asukin Motoin Yan. When do we say that a shtar written during the day and signed at night is invalid? That's only if there's a break. But if they're engaged in discussing it the whole time, then like any of the Maisa Beitin that begins during the day and ends at night, it's valid, and that's the case here. Okay, we will pick up with looking at Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the next podcast, which will take us to the next Mishnah on the top of Yud Tet, Amud Aleph, and we will look further at the issue of Kashrut HaGet. We should have a wonderful day.